United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Agnes Moorehead. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, once again your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature program for United States Savings Bonds, brought to you by this station as a public service. It's a musical reminder that there is no finer, no safer investment in the world than a savings bond. Savings bonds are your key to a future of security. And now here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra to ring up the curtain with Harry's own 60-second arrangement of You. Now, friends, it's a rare privilege to present as our guest an artist who might well be called radio's first lady. Today, she appears as the Pipes of Pan. We take you now to Hollywood, where our narrator, Rod O'Connor, is waiting to introduce her to you. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Agnes Moorehead.
Breakfast with the Bradleys is usually a pretty dull affair. Cornelius Bradley is a great astronomer and mathematician. Angela, his wife, tried to keep the conversation going, but Cornelius is generally about 2 million light years behind the Milky Way. As we join them, they're having their second cup of coffee.
Cornelius.
Yes, dear.
Does the number 27 mean anything to you?
Why, yes. Yes, it's the cube root of 19,683.
Cornelius, the 27th is a wedding anniversary.
I beg your pardon, Angela. I'm afraid I wasn't paying very close attention. I was making some rough calculations concerning that asteroid I discovered recently.
I was talking about a charming couple who were married 22 years ago on the 27th.
Oh? Hmm. Anyone we know?
I sometimes wonder. It was our wedding, dear.
Oh? Oh, yes. Yes, to be sure, I remember, Angela. There was a beautiful eclipse of the moon that night.
Yes, I know. It lasted until 3:30 a.m.
3:39, to be exact.
Oh.
Well, dear, I have to be going. I probably won't be home tonight. We're making some further observations on that asteroid. I'll sleep at the observatory.
Yes, Cornelius.
Well, goodbye, dear. I'll call you as usual.
Yes, dear. Goodbye, dear. Blanche, did I get you out of bed, I hope? Well, come over here and have breakfast. Cornelius? Oh, he's gone to see a man about a comet or something. But have I told you there's another man in my life? Oh, I thought that would get a rise out of you. No, of course I'm not joking. Hurry on over. The coffee's still hot.
Angela, you mean you don't know who he is?
No, Blanche, that's the thrilling part of it. A sweet, mysterious someone passing by my garden has gazed upon me and found me desirable.
Angela, But how do you know?
He told me so in poetry, in a dozen or more delightful little rhymes.
Oh, how utterly fantastic. Angela, he writes poetry to you?
Yes, yes, to me. Angela Bradley. I'm being wooed by a bashful poet. And I love it, Blanche. Oh, how I love it.
My dear, how long has this been going on?
3 weeks. 3 weeks. It began one morning when I was working in my flower garden. In those daffodils by the garden wall, I noticed a piece of paper tied to one of the flowers.
A poem?
A perfectly fascinating little verse.
Oh, my dear.
And I carry it here. Here. As Angela, in sunshade hat, and frilly this and ruffle that, with shears and dainty sprinkling pot, attends her blooming garden plot. Her loveliness is bringing thrills to all us dancing daffodils.
Oh, how clever.
Isn't it?
Didn't he sign it?
Yes, yes, he signed it, Pan. As you know, there's a bronze statue of the Greek god Pan by the pool.
Pan?
You see it? Yes.
Oh, so that's the music your eyes are dancing to.
Well.
The pipes of Pan. Who could it be? That handsome young artist who's been at the Willoughby Place?
No.
Or the new golf pro at the country club?
I'm going to find out very soon. Oh, Blanche, it's such a wonderful feeling to know that someone thinks you're glamorous.
Why couldn't something scandalous like that happen to me?
Another morning in the roses I found there.
What?
Sweet Angela in lovely poses makes envy in the hearts of roses. In shame, they keep on blushing deeper to be out-glamoured by their keeper.
Oh, how cute.
I'm most excited.
Well, let me see the rest of them.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
my
dear. The rest
dear.
Of these are for my eyes only. Oh. But here's what I wanted to tell you. Look what I found this morning.
An orchid.
Find this orchid on the sundial and this poem.
Well, let me
go
ahead and
read. That was the most exciting thing.
I must confess, my darling sweet.
Yes.
That even poets have to eat.
Isn't that wonderful?
I know a lovely place to dine, and I'll be there tonight at 9. The Gypsy Cave on Peachtree Lane. And if my suit is not in vain, please wear this orchid in your hair and come to me, or do you dare?
Oh,
Angela, what are you going to do?
Blanche, do you think my chartreuse gown will go well with this orchid?
Ah, madame, welcome to the Gypsy Cave. You wish a single table?
I'm supposed to meet a
But of course, you wear an orchid in your hair. You're the guest of Mr. Pan.
Pan? Oh, well, yes.
This way, madam.
Thank you.
Well, Angela, my dear.
Cornelius? You here?
No, I dine here quite often when I work at the observatory. It's not far, you know.
It is? I mean, it isn't.
Well, what's the matter, Angela? Are you looking for someone?
Well, yeah, no. Oh, that is, I...
The gods of flocks and forests. Pan?
You know about Pan?
Oh, yes, Angela. I know all about your little flirtation. Are you in love with this mysterious person?
Yes, Cornelius, very much. Until lately, I've never realized just how much. Because I've known all the time that Pan was you.
Angela, you knew?
Of course. And you thought I was interested in another man.
Oh, my dear, can you ever forgive me?
Oh, but of course, Cornelius. For I already have my revenge.
Revenge?
Yes, dear. All the rest of your life, you'll never be sure if I came here to see you or to see Pan.
And here again for a curtain speech is our star, Agnes Moorehead.
I'd like to take a moment to talk to the parents of growing children. In this exciting, competitive age in which we live, education is becoming of growing importance. The child who reaches maturity without the best possible education is hampered. And though he might still succeed, thanks to the opportunities our country offers him, the way is much more difficult if he lacks the training he receives from a good college or university. So I urge those of you who have children to give thought to their education, to plan now to send them to college. More important, save for it through the regular systematic purchase of United States savings bonds.
There is no finer, safer investment than a savings bond. Best of all, you can buy them on an automatic basis through the payroll savings plan where you work, or through the free service offered you by your bank, the bond a month plan. But however you do it, ensure your child's future now by starting an education fund with United States Savings Bonds. Thank you. And goodbye.
Thank you, Agnes Moorhead. It was great to have you with us. And now, friends, once again, we hear from Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. This time, it's Harry's own arrangement of Love for Sale. For 15 minutes, you have been listening to the weekly transcribed Savings Bonds program, Guest Star, a public service feature on this station. To Miss Agnes Moorhead, our special thanks for a delightful performance. Assisting her in the play were Loreen Tuttle and Herbert Rawlinson. The director was Louis Graff. Again, next week, another fine star will be on hand, and there'll be more great music from Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. So let me invite you to be with us again. Meanwhile, this is John Conte reminding you that a secure future is yours in the thrifty American way through the regular purchase of the United States Savings Bonds.